AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you listening around the world. Tonight's show here in Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on iHeartRadio and streaming audiences out there. We always appreciate your listenership. There you go. A hand clap there. You know, we have to appreciate you. If you want to dial into the show, we are live. You can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me tonight that is relevant to our subject matter. Always remember, be relevant to our subject matter. Oh, we are almost at the end of Black History Month. Almost at the end. And I want to say happy Black History Month for those that are celebrating. I think celebrating cultures is... Everyone should be celebrated. Everyone should be celebrated. And so we have an opportunity to celebrate Black History Month. And I'm going to dialogue a little bit with you tonight about women and business, and women are really on the rise. But I want to point out and just want to make note, because it's Black History Month and we're in a presidential, year and all of that. So let's just talk about that for a minute. Shirley Chisholm. Was the first, 1972, best known for her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. First Black woman to make this attempt in a major political party. Now, there's been some, and I, you probably have heard some of that, this dialogue. It's, I wonder who's going to go up against the incumbent, Donald Trump. Do we have candidates that... And I'm not a political analyst, but I have an opinion to some degree. I don't get into, the deep debates, and I'm careful about what I say. But women, I think the right woman could probably be the best candidate to go up against Donald Trump. I don't know that I see anyone that's really, really formidable that I think can really, and don't send me any hate mail, but if you want to, you can send it to ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We're just talking. But I think we're ready for a woman president. Women are on the rise. We're seeing women take their rightful place at the proverbial conference room table, not just the kitchen table, just saying, not just the kitchen table or the dining room table. And so who would that woman be? So some have said, maybe Oprah Winfrey if she ran. I don't think so. I think Oprah's interesting. That would certainly be interesting. When Kamala Harris jumped into the race, I thought, no, I don't think Kamala's ready. Kamala's pretty, just a little edgy, a little bit too edgy. But Michelle Obama, now that I'd have to give some serious thought. I think Michelle Obama would be an interesting pairing in that race.
I appreciate that.
I bet you do. I appreciate that. But so that being said, 1972 bid to win the Democratic president. You know, I love these forerunners. I love the ones that there's always a forerunner for every race, for every culture, for every humanity. There's a forerunner. The first woman, the first Black woman, or like Richard Parsons, the first Black CEO of a Fortune 500 company in 2001. Just amazing. It was all over the New York Times and newspapers. and of a, you know, Fortune 500 company. And then we had Ursula Burns, first CEO, black woman, of a Fortune 500 company. So I want to thank those that paid a price for the opportunities that we have today. And they do come in all colors and shapes and sizes. Earlier this month, if you were tuning in, I talked about our white counterparts that gave their lives and commitment to the Underground Railroad. It would not have existed without them. So for all of those that paved the way, thank you for doing it and giving me the opportunity to be on air and doing the things that I love to do. So happy Black History Month. Celebrate well. And there you go. So let's chat a little bit about women. I love talking about women in business. I did a little spiel on this back in, I want to say September or so, before we ended the year. And it's still kind of, and I'm not sure why this is, and maybe we're not asking the right question, or we're not asking men who could answer this question better, I think. When we say women are still paid less, this was in 2019, getting this information from payscale.com, in this gender pay gap. So women are paid 0.79 cents versus a man being paid 0.98 cents. I have a question to all the men out there. The standard was set somewhere, and I read this book years ago, and I thought it was a really great book, and I might decide to go back and read it. I love reading. I love educating my mind. I love growing. I don't have a fixed mindset for the most part. I have a growth mindset, and I say for the most part because there's some things that I am fixed on that I will never do or never change, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing. But men set the standard. Women didn't set the pay gap standard. Seriously. We didn't set the standard. But this can change. And it is changing. But I'm wondering what men have to say about this. And this book that I read years ago, written by, and I believe she was the executive producer, and I want to say for CNN, and it's Play Like a Man, Win Like a Woman. And this book is all about the differences between men and women in the workplace and what men can do in the workplace but women can't do. And there was a story shared in the book that I thought was so fascinating. You've got two people being fired. You got a male and female being fired. And so the female, she's crying. She wants her job. She has to put her kids through college. She's working hard, and the male supervisor just, you're fired. That's get out, right? And so he makes a comment saying, you know, she's so emotional. She's so emotional. I'm so glad we let her go. Male's being fired. Same supervisor comes in. He's crying. He needs his job. He's got to put his kids through college, and could he? So his male supervisor gives him more severance pay, more because he identified with his male counterpart, but of his plight of wanting to care for his family. Put his kids through school, but he could not. And he's crying. So what she was saying is men can cry in the workplace, but women can't. Women are emotional, and men, if they cry in the workplace, they are, you know, a strong man who cares about taking care of his family. These differences, right? It's unfair. And we're still seeing this in 2020. that these things are happening? Why are they going on? And what can we do to change that? And you know, we've got these financial statistics that just kind of bothers me about where women are. And it's interesting, and I don't know if this, I doubt if this statistics has changed very much. And it goes something like this. Over 90% of the wealth in the United States is earned by men. Over 90% of the spending of that wealth is by women. That's interesting. What does that mean? Who's making the purchasing decisions? So we have to look at all of this as how are we, what kind of world do we want to shape? What kind of culture do we want to shape? And as a woman, where are you in this dynamic? Where do you want to be? And are we growing out of that, leaning on your husband to be your financial answer? Or is it becoming more and more, in California, it better be more than just one. It's difficult being just the only breadwinner in the household, right? California, Silicon Valley is definitely expensive. It's crazy. Housing is ridiculously high. We're seeing that. We know that. Almost 30% of non-married women aged 65 or older are poor or near poor. Women on average earn 76% of what men earn. A lifetime difference of $250,000. How is that even possible? Now, here's something for you ladies out there, women out there, power women out there. You're trying to be politically correct. Everything is just like so hypersensitive. Don't call me a lady. Okay. Women who negotiate their first salary can earn $500,000 more. This is statistical fact. More over the course of their careers than women who don't. What does that mean? Negotiate. Don't be afraid to talk about money. Don't be afraid to ask for the raise. Don't be afraid to ask for the promotion. Men do it all the time and can't do the job because they're thinking, I'll figure it out. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
I have to. You should have picked that up with RESPECT. Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm talking about women. Respect. I'm telling you, my producer, he's great. He's great. I'm just giving him a hard time. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to change gears here. I have Daniel Hurd, who has managed speakers, artists, musicians. He has been in the industry, entertainment. He has had his own experiences as a bass player, old school. Daniel Hurd, thank you for coming on. Daniel Hurd, CEO of Slam.
Thank you for having me, Margaret.
Not
great
a problem.
To be on.
Thank you. So SLAM, what does SLAM stand for? Can you tell our audience that?
Well, SLAM is an expression that expresses my coordination of events, speakers, singers, performing artists. And it's just who I am. It's something personal, actually, that has a spiritual connotation that I won't share here, but it's something that came to me, and it's a vision: promote quality entertainment positive role models, celebrity-driven fundraising events, you name it, performing arts events, and public speaking. And that's the nature of my communication and connection, reconnection with you, which I'm very excited about the horizon on that.
I am as well. Can you share with us? So inquiring minds want to know, who are some of the projects or entertainers or whomever that you worked with that you can kind of talk about?
Yeah, I guess more known would be people like Denise Williams, Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Jorge Santana, Carlos Santana's brother, the group, the Bay Area group, Malo, and their sister group, Bueno. A lot of local San Francisco talent that I've worked with. And then on the contemporary gospel side, Ron Canole and Kirk Franklin, Papa San, it goes on and on. You know, once you begin to work through the industry, if you're good, if you say what you mean and do what you say, you'll meet just about everyone. And someone is always willing to introduce you to someone else.
Wow.
I even got to the point where a guy who was Prince's road manager, was considering me to replace him. I didn't want the job. I wouldn't take that kind of stress on. Not at my age. It just shows you how broad the experiences can be when you're in production and management.
Oh, didn't you do some sort of coaching or consulting and working with NBA moms?
Oh, yes. And a couple of, in particular, Lucille O'Neal, Shaq's mom, Dwayne Wade's mother, Ray. I can't think of Ray's last name right now. Philadelphia, three-point guard.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, of course.
His
mom. I've worked a lot with them in their personal professions, and then tying in with the players for celebrity-driven events and cause-oriented activities, to draw awareness and raise funds.
Right. So we have about a minute before you get out. And that's exciting stuff. And so what's new on the horizon for you?
I'm excited about bringing my talents to the Bay Area after 17 years in Florida. Sharing with newbies, people who want to get into the industry, that want to learn, doing consulting with churches and small businesses and organizations that might be more on the performing arts side of things or community centers that need to push events to boost awareness. An event will always draw people. Entertainment, the definition is to capture one's attention.
Right. That's right.
And that's what we all really want to do, isn't it? We want to sell a product.
That's it.
Is to capture someone's attention.
Absolutely. Hold there for a second, Daniel, and we're going to get some information. If you want more information, stay tuned. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, Sam Cooke there. Money 2.0, I like Sam Cooke. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And for those that are listening out there on iHeartRadio, we appreciate your listenership. Absolutely. Satellite radio. We're going where no man has gone before. I remember growing up on, all of these shows, these space shows, and now we're just so far advanced in our technology. I want to talk to you, Daniel. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Daniel Hurst. He is a CEO of SLAMP. and he is a manager. He has worked with just some of the folks that you would love to meet, you know, that you would dream to, you know, meeting. And Shaq's mom, how awesome is that? But you're back in the Bay Area, and we have connected. We are collaborating, and collaboration is important. I'm going to talk a little bit about that as I segue out of this. But collaborations are important for businesses, for all businesses, small businesses in the workplace. And so you and I have kind of decided to team up on some things, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about what you think that would look like.
Well, I believe collaboration is the wave of the future, and it's the way that businesses are going to have to look at 2020. Who can we work with to fill maybe a segment that we're not filling ourselves? And that's what you and I have done, I think, most effectively in the speaking and promoting and marketing of those talents. And you, of course, applying the celebrityship of the radio personality and all of the good word you have to share regarding Power Women and Power Secrets. So I think we're synergizing, and by that we'll fuel each other.
Sure, sure. And what I was talking about, collaboration, I think this is important because it's a win-win. This is what Richard Parsons would say.
Yeah.
And he says the best deals are not lose-win or win-lose. That's not the best deal I can make. But a win-win is always going to be the best deal that I can make. And I think that this is a win-win. And I think more businesses and small business owners particularly, and again, small businesses by SBA standards is less than 500 employees. But you have a lot of in-betweens, right? 20 employees here, or, you know, these different types of small businesses. But our statistics tells us that workplace collaboration, as an example, when you work together and the teams work together, you're 30 to 40% more productive. And it's the same way with collaborating with your business. You just do more and can go further with the right collaborations and organizations that you can fuel. You can fuel them, they can fuel you, and you have this reciprocity that goes back and forth, and everyone's doing business and collaboration. And just for the record, collaboration is not code for free. It's not code for free. It's not code for anything other than figuring out what you can do together as companies that supports the best interest of your companies. And that can work. So you and some of that may be that there's some give and take, but it's not just, you know, a code for, you know, it's freebies. And because I know that those that work in nonprofit organizations and things, there's this kind of thought process. But collaboration is this: how can we take our talents, our products, our services, and maximize? And we're in business to make money. We're in business because we're solving problems, and we're doing something that we enjoy doing that benefits the community or global community. So be encouraged, small businesses. Don't be afraid to look at collaboration opportunities and really have a new perspective on it. Daniel, thank you for calling in at the last minute,
Margaret.
Just sharing, and we'll do more in the future.
Margaret.
And thank you. And we'll get you back on.
Glad to be on.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of minutes before we get out of this segment. So I want to bring on my next guest. This is really, really great. We're going to keep things moving here. Ray Sylvan is back with us. You've heard me talk about his products, his services. Like, Ray Sylvan, yes, Sign on the Go, who's giving DocuSign a go for their run for their money, right? They are great tools. And but sometimes, you know, it's just the way that business is. You have, you know, the king of the hill, and someone's going to come along and, you know, challenge the king of the hill. And Sign on the Go is that organization. And so, Ray, thank you so much for joining me on the show tonight. I appreciate it. I want to talk about what you have going on. You always have something going on, but I want to give you this last minute to kind of make your introductions and say hello, and we'll get into more of what you're doing.
Thank you for having me on, Margaret.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are you, what's going on? You've got a Kickstarter campaign going on. We want to help support that. Give us a little bit of.
So as we are getting ready for our first major national campaign in the spring here of 2020, we wanted to, before our campaign started, to start to test the market to see if we can do some pre-ads and pre-campaign, pre-national campaign, and start looking at generating new users, interest, and see if we can get somewhere at the same time. We can use the proceeds we're raising during this Kickstarter campaign for amplifying the resources that we need for our major national campaign this spring coming up.
This is it. We're going to dig into this when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show because it showcases our small businesses. It showcases our Small Business Concierge Advantage Guide members. And if you're just tuning in, we started our dialogue with the CEO of Sign on the Go, Ray Sylvan, who is a Small Business Concierge Advantage member. And I want to talk about, I love campaigns for small businesses and startups and finding ways to get creative with your funding. Creative funding really, really kind of took off after the recession. And it was very difficult for small businesses to get, there was this kind of hypersensitivity on from the banks. They were all stressed out and getting bailed out and all of that. And so that's when crowdfunding really, really became a formidable way of fueling your business venture that has a solid business model, that has technology is certainly one of the ways to go. And so, Ray, you have an e-signature platform blockchain product that really is starting to shine out here. And so you're having some successes here, and you've already raised over $40,000 on your Kickstarter campaign. You've got about 20 days to go, 21 days to go, and you need to raise another $25,000. So we want to help you with that push tonight. But tell us a little bit about your e-signature platform and why do you think it's important for people to really, especially these, you know, the business owners, why we should invest in this? Share with us your heart as a CEO. We don't get that all the time. Tell us where you're at on that.
Okay, so one of the main reasons why another organization or another business should invest in Sign on the Go is actually it's twofold. Number one, you want to make sure that when you're doing business, and we're all doing business over the internet, an e-commerce type of a way of doing business, you have to make sure that the transactions that you are creating or part of is secure and it cannot be defrauded, right? So, and this is where Sign on the Go comes in. We're not just a platform that's just collecting signatures on a document, on a piece of paper, a virtual piece of paper. We're providing the platform that will guarantee that that transaction, after completed, will never, ever be defrauded or be counterfeit, if you will, and it will ensure that the purity of that document remains forever and ever.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. Do you feel like the Sign on the Go platform is a great, like you have this, I like Sign on the Go because you can actually do documents as you need it, right? You're able to, you have this way of, a small business can look great today if they needed to get out a major contractor or to really look good in front of a new prospect. They're getting their business off the ground.
Yes, so we provide a series of processes that a small business can use. The difference between us and the others is one major thing that we have. We have a few other things, but one of the key things that we do specifically for the small businesses, it is to allow you to use the latest technology applied into your small business and show the world that you, because you're small, you can still bring the latest and greatest technology and act as if you're a big business. Because you're small, that doesn't mean you cannot use or you don't have the resources to use the latest technology. And we provide that capability to small businesses.
This is what I love about your platform. And I actually recommend your tool to many of my customers and clients because, one, you want to make it easy for people to do business with you. And it's so nice to not have to print the document, sign the document, scan the document, resend the document.
Yes. So all of that in our platform is done simultaneously. When you have a document, for example, you send it to your partner using our platform, if you actually made an error in the document, you don't have to start over. All of the other platforms, you have to start over. You have to cancel and then reprocess. In our documents, if your partner receives that information and sees that there's an error, he can edit and send it back to you. Then you have to accept it. And then both parties know, okay, now there is no more errors in the document. We can proceed on signing. That's a feature that we have that nobody else does have.
Now, that's an interesting feature. So is it possible, I'm just wondering, just tossing this out, so, and sometimes there's things in an agreement that you might want to negotiate out and change once you see it. And so you could actually do that process over Sign on the Go.
Yes, you can. And you, the initiator of that document, we both know that there are also some terms and conditions that are part of the law or the regulations that we have that cannot be changed. You can prevent the other party from changing those, I should say.
Right.
At the same time, you can leave open the areas that you know that will be kind of a where you're going to provide the other side the ability to come back to you and make additional recommendations to make change, and then we proceed, and then so we all can have amicable ways of doing business, and both parties can agree into an agreement, and we sign. Mm-hmm. So this is the flexibility we provide to the parties, and that's one of the things when I did this a couple of years ago, and as a business owner, I said there has to be a better way. I cannot have a document, receiving a document, where I have no way of changing anything to the document. I have to pick up the phone, call the other party, and then retract. They don't even retract. They have to cancel it and send me a new one. You waste so much time in doing so. sign on the go eliminates this process, and allowing you to transition and make the changes on the fly.
So this campaign, and I've got seconds before I got to get out of this segment. So you're raising $65,000 for your push throughout the world in your campaign for Sign on the Go. So what is that goal there, real quick?
Okay, so real quick, it's going to be more than $65,000 it's going to cost. We had a budget, and we believe that we can amplify the budget by doing some free marketing, if you will, with Kickstarter, where we can take that money and apply it to the existing budget that we have for the national campaign.
So we want to support this campaign. If you're out there and you need a great platform, this is a great platform for you to get. Go out to Kickstarter.com, do a search for Sign on the Go, and back this opportunity. And I'm going to push it one more time before we're out of here. I got to get out of this segment, though. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I love Phil Collins. Just awesome. Yes. Never get tired of him. Welcome back, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are wrapping up bottom of our show. If you're just tuning in, here's some things that we talked about that you may have missed coming in. Women are on the rise. Women are taking, and it's long overdue, taking the rightful place. And here's the thing, and I think we need to put this in perspective. A woman taking her rightful place in the workplace, and if she's a mother and a wife, not all women are mothers and wives. Not all men are husbands and fathers, okay? Well, we don't look at men in the workplace as taking their rightful place and being a professional powerhouse, a husband, a father. And I think we need to do the same thing with women. Women are professional powerhouses. You've got a lot of women that are professional powerhouses that are mothers and wives. I enjoy being a mother and a wife. And I'd like to think that I'm a bit of a powerhouse. It doesn't take anything away from that. So the women out there, you're on the rise. Take your rightful place. You belong at the table. You belong at that, like I said earlier, that proverbial conference room table, not just the kitchen table, not just the dining room table. So let's take that into account. And really, it's time for women to make equal pay. It's just time for that. We're well overdue with that. And then we talked a little bit with Daniel Hurd back in the Bay Area. Manager, promoter of many speakers and artists, and we are teaming up here at Business on the Edge and Slams teaming up, and so we're going to be doing some events, doing some bigger events and opportunities that we can touch a broader community, especially women in business. I love working with women, and I have a segment that I do, or a kind of a seminar that I do, in Power Women, Power Secrets. And it is fantastic. Finally, Ray Sylvan, and I want to promote his Kickstarter campaign, Sign on the Go. I still have Ray with me here. It's a blockchain-based e-signature platform. He has raised over $40,000 on Kickstarter. He's almost at about $40,409. $65,000 goal, 155 backers, 21 days to go. If you are a small business and you do not have a digital platform that you're using to make it easier for people to do business with you, I would encourage you to go out and participate in this e-signature platform. And you can donate as little as $10, $25. But if you're a business, you should be investing in the platform for you to be able to utilize it for your day-to-day business. It's fantastic. Actually, Business on the Edge is also a subscriber of the Sign on the Go e-signature platform. Love it, love it, love it. Ray, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Go out to Kickstarter.com. Please do a search for Sign on the Go, all one word, and invest. Let's help him reach this goal. He's got 21 days. He's come too far to not make this goal. So, Ray, thank you for calling in and sharing your campaign with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.